Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market. It's May 6, 7:36 a.m. Eastern Time, and Rich Paz for Critical Point. Okay, it was a blood-curdling rout yesterday. Straight-up move the day before, straight-down move. Wiped out the explosive move, but it didn't wipe out the entire up move from the low of the week. Now, the overnight market basically just behaved itself. It's just sitting there. It is getting a little weaker right at the moment. If it will stay here by time the day session opens up, the cash market opens up, we'll have a gap lower. Although that's a sign of weakness, at the same time, it could be kind of like a little bit of an exhaustion kind of sign from the decline of yesterday. And so as they buy it and fill that gap, if they will fill it today, they might just keep on buying it. So what the model's suggesting is yesterday's low is a level four bottom. So we don't want to see that violated early this morning in the day session. That may be a sign it's going to remain soft into Monday, or at least Sunday night for the futures. Now, if at the same time, I'm willing to forgive some sloppiness of the market. Keep in mind, these level four swings are only 70 or 80% accurate. We have an extremely emotional market here. I feel better saying if the market is continuing to go lower latter half today relative to yesterday's low, then I feel a bit more confident that it's probably just going to stay down right into the close, and we're probably going to see some additional weakness on Monday. But for the moment, we've actually got a setup that the market can turn higher today for a level four. And something could go wrong and end the close today, but the preference is for the futures release is to higher into Sunday night. On the cash, we can see some lingering firmness, if you will, on Monday. So we think this could be a decent bottom here. Okay. Now, evidence we might be on the right track is trade above 41.50 in the futures. Okay. And the better evidence would be to trade above 41.69. Okay. Now, we also have a rather weak ready, set, go pattern here relative to yesterday's low. So if it would trade above those prices I'd give you, we may see some computer technical kind of entry buying off of that concept. Now, I might as well give you some prices on the cash side of things. We really, I suppose, trade above 41.52.72 would be rather positive, but the better evidence would be to trade above 41.74.06 in the cash S&P 500. Yesterday, the hourly chart, they snapped it down in the final minutes and then brought it right back up into that range of 41.89 to 41.30, and it has a midpoint of 41.60. Very pleased. You look at the hourly chart, they crashed it down to that bottom level, bounced it back to the mid-level, sold it back to the bottom level, but then in those final minutes did put it below it, yet by the close it recovered back above it. So it respected those two lower levels, and by the close it respected that overall range. Very pleased to how these price levels have worked since May 2nd, okay? May 2nd, it went well below those levels, hesitated at the lower level for a little while, then collapsed down towards our newest downside objectives that we presented this week, only to snap back up into this range for quite a while. Then it exploded up to 4,300 to fill the gap it created on April 29th, only to create another gap, meaning they were just so anxious to sell, they created a lower gap, and then to collapse it back into that range again. Again, 41.30, 41.60, 41.89 are levels you want to watch in the cash market for potential support, resistance, additional demand, additional supply, selling, and whatnot. Now, if it can't hold this range, then I'm concerned it's going down to attack the low of this week at 40.62.51, which is near our 40.55, 40.26, which of course is in the 40.20 gap that people have been talking about, and then 39.94, and of course those lower two numbers are also close to that nice round 4,000 level. It may yet want to do that, but right at the moment we've got our fingers crossed that what we've seen is we put the low in, okay, on May 2nd, rallied, and then rallied well off the Federal Reserve, and then dropped it, but that it may only be just a large retracement of that rally from May 2nd, and it can find its feet here in this range with these three levels I just gave you, and rally up out of it. But again, probably need to get it above 4174.06 to feel, so that feels like they're trying to take it up out of that range, which means they got to get it also above, basically above 190 even, to do it. Now, we still believe with the gap lower created yesterday near 4,300, this has got to be an historical thing. 40 years of following the markets, I've never seen anything like this. We've had three times, okay, since April 25th, that the market rallied to 4,300, not only rolled over, but actually gapped down from it. It actually opened lower from that 4,300 level. That level, and you know, you can just draw a line across it. It's just fascinating to me. And I would normally have said, well, it's just technical trading. The people didn't know what to do, so they watched their price thing, and the price thing said, sell it. But the weird thing is we've actually had some bad news to go with it, that there's something coincidental about that 4,300 that we've got some news. Now, how about that decline yesterday? What was the news? Well, in England, they said they probably wouldn't raise their rates, that they are concerned. They want their economy to mature a little bit more here and show some stability, okay? That might have concerned people what's going on globally for the economy, okay? But we also got poor productivity data. Okay, down 7%, I think it was, on a quarter-to-quarter basis, and the worst in years. And I really do think that was nothing but the normal winter seasonal slump, maybe, that hits our economy, and then the COVID, okay? And maybe a little overreaction on COVID. But the point is, people didn't like it. But I'll tell you what the biggest thing was, is the surge in interest rates, because they started to pull the interest rates down after the Fed Reserve, and I thought that would be typical, very short-term trading, but I was hopeful it would last a little longer, and it didn't. They started pulling it down, and then they just slammed it up, okay? And it probably is on its way to 3.2% as I forecast, what, a week ago or something like that, but I'd like to see it kind of stall out, and this morning, the interest rates are trying to stall out here a little bit. You put that whole combination together, plus crude oil actually trying to move higher with the interest rates yesterday. It was just too much for people. And there is this discussion that people, if they sell bonds, they sell stocks. If they sell stocks, they sell bonds. And that is correct over the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks. But some people have been saying it's going on for a month, and I don't see that kind of correlation. But at any rate, I'm hopeful we kind of washed out some news. Now, it's also people might have gotten very excited off the Fed Reserve and made a nice day trade out of it. And they were thinking it's just good short-term information. And it's also long-term good and positive bullish information for the stock market. But in between very short-term to long-term, I think they felt like this war on inflation is a two-edged sword. It can cut us out of this weedy patch so we can get out to better days and see the sunshine. It's a good thing, but the sword, if the way we handle it, the sword can actually cut us, okay? The other side of the sword. In other words, they realize we're hurting our economy in order to kill inflation. And what if it gets too much of an economy cut relative to what people want? And it took them a while. They understood this. But it took them a while to finally decide, I think I'd rather sell some stocks and let that kind of clear up a bit. And I think that's most of this route. And yes, it had something to do with the recent run-ups and interest rates. At any rate, here's hopeful that we're putting in a bottom and it's going to rally today. Keep in mind, people might be reluctant how much to pay going into Wednesday's CPI inflation report, okay? And if that inflation's down some, I think we'll find, we may even learn they bought it into the report and then they buy it after the report. If the inflation's the highest we've seen since this whole run-up inflation. You would think that'd be bearish, but I think this market's been beat up enough, it won't be all that bearish. I think the greater surprise or bullish move from some kind of surprise is with if inflation's down. So at any rate, here's hopeful we get a rebound because I'm convinced it's guaranteed to someday go to 4,300 again, and maybe they'll just sell it again, and maybe these sell-offs will get worse and worse and worse from the 4,300. But how I look at it is if they can stop this right here, right now, and rally back towards 4,300, then this sell-off was less than the prior sell-off over the 4,300. But as I look internally, it's almost like they sold harder and faster, meaning someone was buying it a bit. And it seems like they're even more emotional in this decline. And I'm not convinced that, you know, it seems heavy, but I'm not convinced it was as much selling as one might think. So I'm hopeful that's a sign it's tiring out in terms of these waves of selling and going lower and lower and is trying to find its feet. And if it can rally back to 4,300, we're actually going to have a bullish head and shoulders pattern that we'll talk about later. And again, that's just technical, but it is a pattern of shifting from supply to demand. In addition, I think the next time it returns to 4,300, I think it's going to go through it. And we may yet see the S&P 500 futures trade into the 4,500 area in cash. Okay. Now, another interesting thing is the NASDAQ index shows these gaps as well. You can draw a line across it. The Dow Jones shows these gaps as well. You can draw a line across it. And so I'm thinking if we can pull above that 4,300 and have the NASDAQ and Dow on the same page, we could have a very nice rally, broad-based rally. The overall stock market does well. And if we can get that S&P 500 up to 4,500, I don't care if the NASDAQ drags its feet a bit. I think it's a positive enough development to see stability and eventually see that, yes, the stock market in June was higher than May. And the higher we can go in June, then I think the more likely that July bottom and the low of the month of July won't be lower than May and may not even be near it. It ought to be higher. And then once we get past July, I think we'll finally have enough evidence to feel comfortable we're winning on the war inflation, we're not destroying the economy, and the stock market is developing towards a renewed bull market into the end of the year, on into 2024, and as a leg of a bull market for this decade. We see no change to long-term outlook. It's just a matter of how much more selling do we have to put up with this year to find some kind of floor price. And when there ain't any luck at all, maybe we're working on it. Now, something else I want to explain with the NASDAQ, and this is very important. I said the NASDAQ shouldn't bottom for 2 to 3 weeks from now, but it's been so beat up that I'm allowing the lowest price to show up now, and two to three weeks now, that model bottom would be at a higher price. That didn't quite get it right. But as of this morning, and we worked yesterday running the model again and again and again and trying to dig up information, we're coming to the conclusion that the NASDAQ could squeeze in the same type of level two bottom and maybe even the more important level one bottom right here this week with the S&P 500 and with the Dow Jones, okay? So the conclusion is that I don't really want to be bearish over the next 2 to 3 weeks. I wasn't going to be anyways, but I'm feeling more comfortable giving this market a chance to bottom this week. We can make an argument, at least to the NASDAQ, that it might be better, if it doesn't rally much next few days, that it would be better to bottom next week. And that brings in that inflation report that probably suggests people aren't going to buy this by huge amounts ahead of that report, but they may not sell it by huge amounts either. So somewhere's now into next week, we should, I think, put in these important bottoms for all three stock indexes. I question if we'll see lower later this month, okay? And so I think we're getting very close to a recovery rally into June, and I think the key price-wise is we got to get the S&P 500 above 4,300 and fairly soon. And I think that'll be a sign we're on our way, that June will be higher than May, and we're on our way for a nice little up move at least. And the first objective of above 4,300, I think, is going to be actually 4,500s, which would be near the 100 and 200-day average and well above the 50-day average. Again, I think that's constructive price action, but that 4,500 probably going to be a decent resistance level. That 200-day average is going to be well watched by the trade. Now, in the interest rate environment, yes, it could move up to our 3.2% target, but it's almost done enough, like maybe it could stall out for a while too. So I question how much more they're going to pound those bonds lower and put these rates up. Granted, throughout the year, rates are probably still going higher. I'm just saying, it seems like the interest rate market has once again run too fast ahead of the Fed Reserve. Seems like it ought to chill out, stall out. Hopefully that'll help the stock market a little bit here. Crude oil. I think there's a possibility that, yes, it's up, that the bottom's already in place, but I'm not convinced it's going up much at all. I think we're probably locked in a range of 95 to 115 for about a month here. And I just can't get all that bulled up on oil, but I also, I think it's a very short-term trader's market right now. Bitcoin, definitely weak along with the stock market. It's definitely still connected to it. And yet it is still due to rally in coming weeks. We're not out of time yet where we'd say, ooh, something's not working right here. I'll allow a little lower next week even, and then up. I think next week ought to be the last week for us to try to find that bottom and put Bitcoin back up. Dollar, I'm a little concerned that I was too anxious here and it's got higher to go this month. Granted, it could even be higher later this year off interest rates. At the same time, I wonder how much higher it can actually go this month. I think weekly close above 103 in the dollar, 103 to 103.6, something like that in the dollar index, would probably support my idea. It's time to back the dollar off a little bit here, and that might be helpful for the stock market as well. And I have no fresh insight on gold. I just don't think it should go up. I think it should go down actually a little bit here over the next few weeks, but I don't know as it has to go down a huge amount. I don't think it's doing much of anything. I think it's just a very short-term trader's market. So that's our morning brief here for the outside markets in the U.S. stock market. Very interesting revision here in the NASDAQ where the model's saying, you know, it could bottom right here right now with the S&P 500. But again, we may have lingering complications and problems the next couple of weeks here. Still looking like it ought to bottom this month, be up in June. Then we're going to have to reevaluate in July where it might be more problems again. And it just looks like the more peaceful, better, bullish times are August and later, okay? But here's hopeful it rallies enough in June so that the decline in July really isn't much of anything. And we later look back saying, you know, the worst was over by May of 2022. Lots of statistics out there how this is one of the poorest performing starts of a year since the 1930s and stuff like that. I find similarities of 2020 to the meltdown, but frankly, I think the model did a better job during that meltdown than this, yet it's learning, and I think it's done fairly well, and there's really no massive change here. And at any rate, I still like these price levels when looking long term. Now, if we can just find that bottom, and again, I think 4,300 is going to be an important key to us of finding that bottom. And now it's just a matter of when's it actually going to rally back to that 4,300, all right? It may do it in a matter of a day or two. It may not do it to after the inflation report. I don't know. At any rate, try to have a great weekend. Yes, bloody week here in the stock market, but I think it's actually building more upside potential for the long-term bull market. Past results, not necessarily indicative future results. Thank you.